Good evening, everyone. It's the 12th of March, 2023. I want to talk about tonight a subject that is probably going to be very uncomfortable for a lot of people, but I think it's worth talking about. And I've entitled this video Unchangeable Events. Well, that whole line gives the certain events that you can change, you know. They used to have this saying that you put up on your wall, God grant me the serenity to know the things that I can change and the things I can't difference. I'm here to set out the presupposition that God has ordained all things and you can't change anything. Now, that may upset some people. You know, the people who say all you have to do is set your mind to it and you can become anything you want to be, and all you have to do is set goals and work hard by the sweat of your brow, and you know, you can become a success, you can become anything you want to be, and all of that. I don't believe it. I don't believe that. I believe that God is in charge of all events. The Bible says that even the bounds of our habitation are in His hands. But I want to just point out a few events tonight, and just down through history, and ask you if they are changeable or unchangeable events. Donald Trump says if he'd been in office, all these things wouldn't have happened. The Ukraine war wouldn't have happened. Israel wouldn't have been attacked. Inflation wouldn't have skyrocketed. Gas prices wouldn't have gone through the roof, on and on and on, if he'd stayed in office. There's only one problem with that premise, and that is that it wasn't God's decree that he stay in office, or he would have stayed in office. and it was God's decree that all those things happened, or they wouldn't have happened. Including the war in Ukraine, including the attack on Israel, including the gas prices, including all of that. You say, well, there's a cause and effect relationship. You have to understand that God is the cause of all things. He's the cause and effect of all things. You say, well, God is not the author of evil. That's what people say. God's not the author of evil. God's the author of everything. The Bible says, Colossians 1 says that all things are created by Him and for Him. All principalities and powers, all things are created by Him and for Him. I'm here to say that World War I was an unchangeable event. World War II was an unchangeable event. The Korean War was an unchangeable event. Vietnam War was an unchangeable event. The Ukraine War is an unchangeable event. The attack on Israel was an unchangeable event. You know? As a small child, I said to my mom, I didn't choose to be born. Why did you have me? Because it was an unchangeable event that God ordained that I be born. You know? Joseph said to his brothers, you meant it for good. You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. They threw him down in a pit. They were intending to kill him. And then these travelers came along the way and they sold him into Egypt. And he ended up being first under Pharaoh. And because of that, many people were kept alive. That's what the Bible says. It's unchangeable events in Joseph's life, even going to prison. I've had many things that have been very hard for me to deal with in my life. I was 17 years old and I had a 19-year-old brother killed in a car wreck. It was an unchangeable event. I remember when the state troopers came to the front door and they said to my mom, "We're sorry to inform you that your son has been involved in a fatal car wreck." Fatal. Unchangeable event. You know, I remember when the doctors, we took Mark into the doctors, and the doctor said, "I'm sorry to inform you that your son has a brain degenerative disease." Unchangeable event. The school that you attended, the parents that you God gave you, the siblings that you grew up with, the aunts and uncles that you had in your life, the cars you drove, the places you lived, the schools you attended, the churches you went to, even down to the clothes you wear, were all decreed by God. You might ask me, well, what's the value of this, of proclaiming that all of life is unchangeable events? What's the value? Well, the value of it is to realize that you're not in control. And I want everybody to listen to this song on YouTube. I'm not going to play it tonight for you, but I want you to go to YouTube and I want you to put in the song "God is in Control" by Twyla Paris and listen to it. "God is in Control" by Twyla Paris. There is a season for every purpose under heaven, and God is the one who determines what that purpose is. And you might say, "I don't believe that. I don't believe that God controls what color tie I wear, or I don't believe that God controls what kind of car I drive. I choose the car I drive. I choose the tie I put on." I don't believe that. I was sharing with a person today, I don't believe there are any maverick molecules, because if there are any maverick molecules, then God isn't God. So the next time you have a catastrophic event in your life, realize that it's an unchangeable event orchestrated by God Himself. You may not understand it, why you've had to go through it, but it's unchangeable. You can't do anything about it. And the quicker you come to a resignation of that, I've had to come to a resignation with my son. He's 48 years old and he's still living with us, and he still has challenges with his mind today. Has it been easy? No, it's not. But it's called an unchangeable event. May the good Lord be with you is my prayer. God bless.